Welcome to Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Jerry Dove, and during the next 15 minutes, I'll be speaking with Alexandra, we call her Alex, Von Felt. She's Executive Director of the Grassroots Ecology. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much.
So we call it the Grassroots Ecology Program or just Grassroots Ecology or what? How does
just that work? Grassroots Ecology is okay. The name of our organization.
Well, then tell me what Grassroots Ecology does.
Grassroots Ecology leverages community volunteers to help improve the ecosystems of our local parks, open spaces, and creeks throughout the San Francisco Peninsula and down into the South Bay.
Okay, you said a mouthful here. So break it down so these people, it's early Sunday morning. So break it down. When you said leveraging the power of community volunteers, just basically you're getting people to come and help you out to go out to these different parks?
We are, yes. We have community volunteers that come out and help us improve our local natural lands.
By doing what?
We do habitat restoration, which includes clearing some of our parks of invasive species and help improve biodiversity by planting locally native plants that support local insects and wildlife. And then we're also restoring natural creek functions throughout these parks so that we can try to manage floods and droughts a little bit more sustainably.
So you're doing some serious work.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you're the executive director. How long have you been connected with the Grassroots Ecology?
I've been working here for about 7 years. We actually used to be called the Land Stewardship Program of another nonprofit, but we've since become our own organization as we've grown. So I've been the executive director for about a year and a half now.
So are you a scientist? What, everybody's got to have scientists?
We have about a staff of 20 people, and all of them have either biology or an environmental science background, and a lot of them with master's degrees in science. I'm the interloper. I'm actually an engineer, and I come from the technology world. So I used to do software development, but now I kind of apply some of those principles to managing a nonprofit organization.
All right, now, you say you use the power of community volunteers. I don't imagine just any old body can volunteer to do the kind of thing that you're doing. A little guy like me that knows about music and parties because I'm in radio. What could I possibly do for you?
Oh, anybody can volunteer with us. We work with kids. This weekend, I worked with some kindergartners, a brownie troop that came to work with us. 2 days later, I was working with retired people that were well into their 80s. So what we do is we get any and everybody that wants to come out. And part of our volunteer events is a 3-hour work day. We kind of oversee it and people have questions they can ask us. And then we also provide all of the tools and gloves and plants and even some volunteer snacks.
Well, I'm kind of in between the brownies and the senior citizens. So yeah. I guess I could work it out in there somewhere. So give me a typical example. You said you go across the Silicon Valley and from the foothills to San Francisco Bay. So you said you were out just last weekend. Where'd you go in particular?
Two different sites. So one was on a creek called San Francisco Creek, and that's actually quite a large watershed in between Palo Alto and Menlo Park that supports some endangered species. And so we were out there planting some trees and some shrubs that will support insects and support birds to improve the habitat.
Support insects.
Mm-hmm.
How so? What do you mean?
Well, so insects are the bottom of the food chain. And if we don't have a healthy insect population, then we don't have good birds, then we don't have good mammals. So it affects everything. And so when we're replacing, let's say, a monoculture of ivy with 30 to 40 species that insects have been adapted to over the millennia, we're really kind of giving them the food to support themselves.
How do you select the place that you went?
So we have 25 different restoration sites across 2,600 acres throughout the peninsula. We pick the sites based off of they're all open space or public lands. And we have arrangements with cities or counties, whatever entity manages it. And then we work with them to discuss what the restoration plan is going to be. And so we get approval that way.
So people will go out and do what?
What they will do is they'll learn a little bit about why they're planting these plants. Why does it matter? Then they go out and actually do the planting. And then we usually have some sort of, you know, wrap up or a refreshment where we can talk about how they can do some of these activities back at their own home. So whether it be in their own garden or at work or at school, how they can bring this sort of learning back there.
What's ironic is at home, you want to try to get rid of the insects and all the bugs from your gardens.
Well, it depends on if you have a healthy, diverse insect population, then they're usually not problematic because they're all sort of in balance. So when people usually have a pest problem, it's because you have too many of one type of species, like an Argentine ant or something like that. So when you have, you know, diversity breeds health.
Now, I live in Bay Point, and my house, the back of my house sits up against a hill. that is untouched, you know. So it's like this huge, it's great because you don't have neighbors all around you, just on the two sides. Back on that hill, I've seen everything from coyotes to foxes to all kinds of squirrels and just every little thing. And sometimes they creep into my backyard, which makes me a little nervous because we have a nice little dog and everything like that. But it's interesting to be upstairs and just looking down on the hill to see what the squirrels are doing. And the rabbits and all those kind of things running around like that. So this would be fun. So when people decide that they want to come out and help you out, do you have to have certain qualifications? I'm saying, obviously, if you're saying brownies and seniors, it really doesn't take a lot of concerns about their physical ability to do anything. And you'll find something for them to do. Is that it?
That's right. We have, we take anybody. And they, you know, that I was telling you, I was at two different work days. One was, you know, with the Brownie Troop in San Francisco. The other one was on Martin Luther King Day in East Palo Alto, basically beautifying around a park. And we had, there's probably 100 different people there. And we did a joint work day with some other local nonprofits. And you really had people of different mobilities, but everybody figured out a way to pitch in and help. And there's also that community building aspect, which unfortunately has been just so lost with technology, frankly. So this gets people out, and either they're from the same community or different communities, engaging with one another, and it's a really a positive experience.
And you can drive by that park and say, I planted that
there.
And then 2 years from now, I say, I planted that tree and that kind of thing too. So
that's
do you tag it some sort of way? Do you name it after the organization that volunteered?
Sometimes we do, So typically when you're in urban parks, it's hard to keep any sign from getting wandered off. But we have had that experience where we'll work with some first graders, and a couple of years later we'll see them in their same school garden, and they'll say, I remember planting that day. So really nice to, for them to watch it grow.
So last year alone, you worked with 12,000 people, including 9,000 young people, and offered 875 volunteer and educational events at 25 restoration sites in San Mateo and Santa Clara counties. How about that?
That's a lot of people to work with in 1 year alone, 12,000. And as our statistics show, I mean, it's more than 75% youth. So we are really kind of educating the next generation. It's not only in our work days, but we actually have a lot of in-classroom programs and after-school programs where high school kids will come volunteer with us on a regular basis and learn about their local parks.
Hey, thank you for spending part of your day with us. This is Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Jerry Dubb, and my guest today is Alex Von Felt. She's the Executive Director of Grassroots Ecology. Now that we've got everybody's interest, how can they find you guys to sign up to help?
So you can go to our website, because we have at least one volunteer event every day. So there's probably something that you can find. And our website is grassrootsecology.org. And then we also have a Facebook page, Grassroots Ecology page. And on Instagram, you can find us at Grassroots Ecology. And you get to learn all sorts of fun nature facts on our Instagram page.
And we'll repeat that again at the end of the interview for those people who are fumbling around for the pen that never works when you need it, right? What's the rationale for using volunteers? I guess we have to use volunteers because there's so much work.
We partner with cities and counties, and they say, well, why do you use volunteers to do something like this? Why don't you just hire, you know, it out? And we feel like not only is half of our mission to actually improve the lands in which we work, but the other half is to educate the public so that not only they can learn about why it's important, but so that they can change some of their own behaviors. So when you're engaging volunteers, you're getting that hands-on education that can really cement some of these behavior changes. A lot of kids say, but we have over 1,000 species of bees that are local just to California alone, and they are so essential for our food production. A lot of our fruits and vegetables actually can only produce the fruit if they are pollinated. And so sometimes you'll see in the Central Valley bees being trucked around everywhere because they don't have enough bees. And so what we're doing is actually growing food for these local bees and pollinators so that they can go and expand and do this pollination work that we need for our own food supply.
There it is. What is community science?
That's another interesting way that we help monitor the quality of our lands and our waters. Mm-hmm. And we use community volunteers to come out to local creeks, and they do monthly water quality testing. And so a lot of times these are repeat volunteers, and we have several different creeks in which we work. And in the past, they've actually found some issues that we were able to highlight to a city or to a local landowner, and they were able to pinpoint the source of the pollution and fix it. So it's it's really good to have kind of those eyes on our local creeks and lands.
I'm Jerry Dubb, and you're listening to Alex Von Felt, the Executive Director of Grassroots Ecology. What do you enjoy most about your work? I mean, obviously, you know it like the back of your hand. I mean, looking at no notes.
I love getting out on a community work day and getting my hands in the ground, talking with people, sharing the passion and the love. You see people when they show up, because a lot of times we do get high school students that have to be there for community service, but you see the difference from when they show up at 9 a.m. and when they leave at noon, and it's just amazing. It's the opus, the body language that they show. Hopefully they're learning a few things about, you know, what we're doing that day, but it's the human interaction that I really get the most pleasure out of.
Do you get some regulars that come back every week or every month or something like that?
Of course, yeah. We have a lot of people that, since we have so many different restoration sites, their sort of badge of honor is how many of the sites that they've worked on and what's their favorite site and why, things like that.
Now, we touched on a little bit about how many different places you go. Mm-hmm. You said you've got them set throughout the whole year. So again, how do you decide, or do people call you up and say, hey, there's a creek that's back behind my house, or is it that simple, or does it have to be from a park?
It's a number of different ways, and it's a little complex. We have over 50 funders. Some of them are cities that, you know, pay us to help take care of their lands and also work with their community members. Some of them are agencies like the Santa Clara Valley Water District, whose charge is to take care of local creeks. And then there's funders like the David and Lucille Packard Foundation that have been funding us for years that really want to fund that education work and the community development work. And so we pull all these different funding sources together. And then depending on where the funding source is coming from, like if it's the city of Palo Alto, we might be managing their open space. But then we sort of grow the program because we get a bunch of high school kids to say, oh, we want to adopt this plot. Can you help us do that? And so we can use some funding from these other sources to do that. A lot of times we have partnerships with different communities so we can swap different sites as well. We basically decided as a combination of the funding source as well as the need.
All right, so this is great. You've named a few of your sponsors there. Anybody else you want to give a shout out to that's been helpful to you in all these years that you've been doing this?
Yeah, well, a couple other foundations that have really been supporting us over the years have been the Morgan Family Foundation and the Franklin and Catherine Johnson Foundation. And one of our strategic goals over the past few years is to not only work where the money is, but also where the need is greatest. And so some of the communities like Redwood City and East Palo Alto, the cities aren't able to pay for our funding. So being able to use these private sources of funds so that we can take care of the baylands, like, you know, down in East Palo Alto, or these wonderful parks, and also work with local high school students has been very important.
If I want to take my wife out for a beautiful lunch in the park somewhere, where should I go? Where's that hidden jewel in the Bay Area that you're going to now tell everybody about?
Stolsaft Park in Redwood City, which is such a funny name. And it's this long park, and it's kind of right behind this neighborhood you would never imagine. But it has a combination of the serpentine grassland, which is very rare. And so in the springtime, which is starting, you know, in February and March, you get these beautiful wildflowers that some of them are only an inch high, but it's an absolute carpet of these things. And then you're able to go down into this perennial creek, so the water's flowing year-round. And there are some rare plants called the fountain thistle and seep monkey flower that are blooming through the summer. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful to see this sort of wild, endangered environment that's right in the middle of suburbia.
And where is this again?
It's called Stolsaft Park in Redwood City off of Edgewood Road.
We got some guy that sits in an Oval Office in D.C. that's messing with a lot of our national parks.
Yep.
Are you feeling the effects of any of that?
We are. Some of our funding comes from federal sources, and the Environmental Protection Agency told us in our last round that, you know, we're not certain about the future. But it also has galvanized our local community to realize that we can't rely on national solutions, that we are going to take action locally and do what we can based on the best available science. Luckily, we have no shortage of volunteers. Mm-hmm. It's usually what our people say, like, don't you know, that's not the problem. The problem is actually having enough capacity on our side to effectively, you know, work with all these volunteers in a really positive way, and so that we're doing the best thing for the land.
All right, now get your pen out, because she's going to give you that social media information one more time, really slowly, so they write it down, Alex. Go ahead.
So our website where you can find volunteer opportunities is grassrootsecology.org. On Facebook, you can find us at Grassroots Ecology page. And on Instagram, it's just Grassroots Ecology.
That sounds great. Any last thoughts here?
Well, thank you so much for having me on. You know, any opportunity we can to talk about all the solutions that are going on here on a local basis and how people can pitch in is wonderful.
That's going to do it for us here at Listen Up Bay Area. I want to thank my guest, Alex Von Felt. She's Executive Director of Grassroots Ecology. Thanks for coming in today. I'm your host, Jerry Dove, and in case you missed part of this show or you just want to hear it all over again, and why wouldn't you? You go to listenupbayarea.com or kblx.com and check out our podcast page. My producer, Carlos, promises this will be up by Monday afternoon. You be sure to listen to us next week. And until we speak once again, let's all release, make peace, and move forward.